she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my
Good morning again. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Sans Sybil, one more time. She's taking that holiday break. Happy holidays and Happy New Year to her and to everybody out there. Happy New Year to you, David Blassengame.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Tammy Pickard. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a nice frosty little late December
frosty.
Morning for you.
Yes, it's frosty.
The Saturday Morning Test Drive inviting you to be part of it. 43733 for your Autoflex Leasing fan texts, or call 877-881-1053 and talk directly to David and Tammy. Some highlights we'll be talking about today. Also online, visit autoflex.com. Click on Facebook.
Stop it.
Coming up, avoiding tricks of the trade. Some good information you'll need to know when it's time for your next new car. Also, end of year incentives. They're big right now.
Yes, they are. We're
trying to move those old 2012s off the line.
Yeah, well, there's an abundance of them, though. So the incentives are huge right now.
The new Mustang losing old looks. And later on, Toyota gets a price tag on that big class action suit. We'll be talking more about that. So just some of the highlights we'll hit today. David, good morning. Let's talk about, starting off, used car scams and some way to look out for them.
You know, a lot of people have chosen used cars as the way to go now rather than new cars. So a lot of people are in the market. And one of the more popular ways to get a used car is to go online and look for
Absolutely.
It. So you see all of these people and they're out there looking online. Anytime there's a market that size, there are people out there that are lurking in the shadows that are ready to take your money.
Online. I think
online. Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, and not provide a car. Is that
no,
what you,
you don't get a car. Okay. No, they just get your money. So there's certain things you can look for. There's certain things that that should be red flags and usually are, except people are greedy by nature. And so the first thing is, if the price is so good that you can't believe it, don't believe it.
That's a sign.
Yep, that's a sign. Here's Where's your sign?
If it's there too it good to be true, it generally is.
You know, and here's the other thing. Okay, you can always go online and look at books. You can look at the value of the car per books. Now, don't go online and look at what other people are advertising the car for, because that's their asking price.
Okay.
They're always willing to come down from there. But if you look at the books, you look
book
at the
values,
guy.
Values, is that what you mean?
Exactly, yeah. You can go to autoflex.com and use our Black Book appraisal tool if you'd like to on pre-owned cars. You can fill it in and it'll tell you about what that car should be worth. If it is worth a lot less or if they're asking a lot less, beware. Now, here's the other thing. If there is a story to the car, it's a problem.
And, well, and why it's such a bargain?
What do you mean
right.
by story,
okay.
David?
Yeah, because they've got this, oh, we had this car and so-and-so died and we had this. And anything that gets real involved, it's a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
another red flag.
If there's a story with the car, you should know that that is a red flag.
The seller and the car should be in the same location.
Absolutely.
Meaning those stories like, well, I had to go ahead and be transferred, but my car still. No, people sell their car before they move to another country.
Or they make arrangements mm-hmm. to take care of the car before. So no one in their right mind is suddenly pressed to sell a car at a great discount because they goofed around and didn't sell the car before the day they're supposed to move to Afghanistan.
Wow.
So, all right.
Or Italy, if you want a more exciting,
exactly.
interesting story.
Well, and one of the other stories that always goes with these scam cars or these scam deals is, I'm in the military and I'm being shipped over. My son is in the military. It always involves the military in some way. And I think they think that somehow legitimizes it, but it doesn't matter. It shouldn't happen. And if it is a legitimate deal, there shouldn't be a big story behind it and it shouldn't be way too cheap.
So that means that's like a seller who's switching gears, that there's a changing story or there's sudden shift in the terms of the sale. Or maybe even a request to move the transaction from one website
yeah.
to another website. That's a sign.
That's something really to look for, because no one that's selling a car needs to move it to another website.
How do you mean move to another website?
Well, they might be on a good website like eBay or something like okay. that.
Yeah, Auto Trader, something okay. like that. Then they want to move to a private site or a different site and get away from the major site that
gotcha.
The car is on.
Okay.
So if they try to move the sale to a different site, that's a problem.
Because that's another way they're going to scam you, because there's nobody watching.
Yeah, okay.
Makes if they sense. Offer you a protection plan, beware. Protection plans come with websites. eBay has a buyer protection plan. Auto Trader has a buyer protection plan. nobody else does. And if you're not selling the car through one of those major websites,
you can't get their plan.
Simple as that. So when they tell you, don't worry, we have this protection plan provided by eBay, if you're not buying the car through eBay, literally through eBay, you got no protection.
Okay.
One of my friends wanted to buy a pre-owned blue Lexus GS. Very difficult to find a blue Lexus GS. First of all, people, white, silver, black, gray, and some red. Those are the main colors for best resale value on a car.
Not many reds.
And not that many reds. It depends on the car. When you go highline in a big luxury sedan, red's not so great for resale. Okay, but anyway, so she wanted a blue one. Couldn't find one here. I couldn't help her because I couldn't find anything. She found one online. The car was supposedly in California. They wanted her to wire the money into this account, and then they would ship the car to her, and then if it was to her satisfaction, they would finish the transaction. Otherwise, she'd get her money back.
Right.
Every part of that. Oh, and the guy was getting divorced, and it was his wife's
the
car.
The story.
And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the story.
The story. So I was like, don't buy the car. And she was ready to go. I could not talk her off the roof or the ledge or whatever it is. So I said, here, wait just a minute. So I looked up the IP address. I did all this research. And the car was supposedly in California, but this IP address was in Grand Prairie, Texas. This phone number was attached to some horse farm. I said,
literally, a horse farm.
Listen to me. Every part of this is wrong, I'm telling you. So I finally got her off the ledge, and she didn't.
One of the things,
lose her 30-some-odd thousand.
One of the things that gets people in this is the good deal, because they think they're stealing the car.
And it was a good price.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We all have that in us. We all
absolutely.
Think
everybody
that
loves a
deal.
I love a deal. Everybody, but those deals get you. I mean, that's the thing. One of the other things to really look out for is if they want money up front, or if they ask money to be wired to them without providing the car and title to you at the same time. The title to the car is the money.
Right.
Simple as that. So you can have the car, but if you don't have title, you don't have anything. Whoever's got the title owns the car. If they want you to wire money, then they need to exchange the title and car at the same time with you, or if they want money to exchange. You should never wire anyone money on the front of a deal, even a down payment, because you know what? If they don't ever give you a car, they just keep your down payment money. And then you find out you're dealing with the mafia from Slavia or something, and you're screwed.
Your money was wired to...
Yeah, now the money's been wired to Eastern Europe, and it's gone.
And you have no recourse.
No recourse. So never wire money on the front of a car deal. Never send money on the front of a car deal. Never buy a car and give them funds unless they hand you the title and the vehicle at the same time. We do that in our business.
Right.
I mean, I won't... It doesn't... If we're buying a car from someone... And they want cash, I expect them to give me the car and the title at the same time that I give them cash, and then it's not a problem.
Okay, on three. One, two, three, exchange.
That's it.
I personally sold my vehicle online, put it on eBay. Fellow from Michigan was interested in the car. Super low miles and so forth. You can't get a car used up there that isn't rusted out and low miles forth. So he did the same thing that we do. If we're buying a car from out of town, out of state, we can't see the car, touch the car. He hired a third-party person to come inspect the vehicle. Okay, first of all, that validates that it's a real car, it's a real person, it's a real transaction.
Somebody's touched it.
Secondly, it gives you the peace of mind that a professional has inspected the vehicle, has looked it over, the engine, the transmission, the exterior, the interior, the aesthetics of the car, everything, the tires. And then he flew down and met me. I picked him up at the airport, actually. We went over to the bank where he had opened an account, deposited money, because I wasn't also going to be scammed. And I wouldn't take a cashier's check. By the way, they can fake those. So he had his account at Chase. I had mine account. So we did the wire transfer right there with the bankers. I handed him the title, and he was on his merry way driving
back.
Very
nice.
Well, and that's the final part. If you cannot physically see, touch, drive, smell the car, hire a service. It costs $100.
That's the minimum. You can do a more sophisticated inspection if you're doing a Highline car.
We won't quibble over price. It's important to have someone look at the car and touch the car that is an uninterested third party, Because, again, number one, if they touch the car, you know it's real. Mm-hmm. And then you have the assurance that the car hasn't been wrecked, hasn't been flooded, is not a rebuilt, total loss, that kind of thing. Title history is also very important when you're looking for a car. Get a title history. And we're going to talk a little bit about title histories later in the show about a company called Carfax,
yes,
which has built a huge business based on advertising, which is an interesting business model. So,
but
we'll
really,
see.
To be safe, just buy your vehicle from Autoflex.
Well, and that's the other thing. If you have a reputable dealer that you can do business with, there's really not a good reason to go online and buy a car in Omaha from someone.
Right.
If you've got a reputable dealer in the area that'll help you find a car, and like Tammy said, when we buy a car out of town, we have it checked. We have somebody go out and do an inspection on the car. We check the title history on the car. We've told people a lot of times, don't buy that car. You don't want that car. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know we found the car, but this is not the right car. Here's why. Title history so-and-so. Maybe it moved between two or three states in 1 month. There's no reason that a car would do that.
Right.
That's right. Every time that we've ever not done those deals, we found out later what the deal was. That the car
was bad.
It was a bad car, and it had been rebuilt or had been flooded, and they moved it between states to get a new title.
And a suspicious trail there. If you want to do some shopping online, autoflex.com, a great place, David.
Exactly, yeah. And this story and all of the other stories we'll do today are at autoflex.com on the Facebook page. So if you like us on the Facebook page, you can go in and read all these stories. There's also a couple of really cool videos on the Facebook page at Autoflex right now. One of them is what it's like to be inside a race car when the car flips. There's video.
Wow.
Yeah, there's video from a race driver, and he's got the video inside the car with him, and he hits the wall and flips, which is pretty interesting. There's also a great car salesman video where maybe the quintessential, typical Old South car salesman is trying to sell a car to two people. It's very, very funny. So that's at the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page.
So the one in the car crash, it's like being in, so there's a camera in the car,
there's
but without
the
spinal compression.
Right, yeah. But right. That's pretty well, thank you, Kobe.
Thanks,
that's
Gargamel.
you can hear the car as it crashes and slides along the top. So anyway, all at the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page.
And the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing continues. 43733 for your Autoflex Leasing fan text, or call 877-881-1053. Talk directly to David and Tammy on the Autoflex Leasing Saturday Morning Test Drive. Autoflex
Leasing, oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
All right, back on the Autoflex Leasing Saturday Morning Test Drive. Tammy wanted me to point out this is the last naked broadcast of the year. So
I
no okay. One knows, though, because we're up here in the studio. They can't tell.
It's radio. They're not supposed to even know that. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Your Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733, or call 877-881-1053 and talk directly to David and Tammy. Visit autoflex.com on the web and click on the Facebook button to learn about the stories we're covering today here. On the Saturday Morning Test Drive,
the naked comments started getting the fan text and the phones to light up. Yeah,
that was
amazing.
That was the goal.
And as we draw close to the end of the year, David, the
it was really cold too coming in this morning. I'm just saying.
I've been pointing that
on
out
on that motorcycle.
I've been pointing that out all morning. The dealerships have to move some inventory here at the end of the year.
They do. You know, it's an interesting thing because the car business itself has been good for the past 12 months. But in the past 30 to 60 days, it's slowed down a little bit. And I'm not sure if it's the fiscal edge cliff that we're all about to fall off of or whatever it is. But in any case, what that means is that the manufacturers have increased the incentives on cars. There are some crazy, crazy incentives out there right now. Some that I know about personally, the Chevrolet pickup and the GMC Sierra pickup, up to $7,000 real money. And that's not a discount off MS. That's a real – I mean, that's behind invoice.
Okay, David. Now, I spent a lot of time with you guys, and you have always been such a huge help to me. And we just did the story about the online scams. So when I see these commercials offering $7,000, $8,000, I get a little suspicious. But you're saying this is real.
It is.
Money.
It is. Now, what you see the commercials say though is not that, because what we're wholesale. So what we deal with is the true cost of the car, like based on invoice, and then behind that. what you see is generally discounts from MSRP. So when you see $12,000 in discounts, well, that's from the full MSRP plus probably some discount packages that they've added in, and the real money is probably $5,000. Still a lot of money.
Still a lot of money.
But it's still $5,000, $6,000. I'm talking about $7,000 real money right now if you have a trade-in on a Chevrolet pickup or GMC Sierra. There's also, I mean, there's some great cars out there that you can – we're behind invoice right now on Hondas, on Honda Accords. Mm, okay. So you can lease a Honda Accord from us right now for a lot less money than you think you can. The new Honda Accord LX, and I don't want to get into exact numbers because you certainly have to qualify in different levels to do that. But for a couple hundred bucks a month, you can be driving a Honda Accord. And
nice.
Yeah. It's a low couple of hundred bucks a month. So the deals are just really great, and it's because there's a few too many cars out there, and it is the year model change. So it's fixing to be 2013. Nobody wants to have 12s on their lot. You can combine those discounts or those incentives with our interest rates discounts and save a ton of money on a lease right now. I mean, really, really save a ton of money. So there's some great deals out there.
What's a good number we can call to get all that started?
Even, well, I'll tell you, you could call either 817 or 972-234-1234, or, of course, you can go online to autoflex.com and do it that way.
Your Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733 or 877-881-1053. Let's talk to Russell in Fort Worth, trying to make a move at the end of the year. Hi, Russell.
Morning. How are you?
Great, Russell.
Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't know if y'all did 7-day standing offers. I have an 02 Chevy. It's in good condition. It's a single cab 1500 with 207,000 miles on it. We have had to replace the transmission, but I'm just wondering how much longer I'm going to either be putting money into this or
I understand.
Trying to get into something new.
Sure. No, and we do, well, any offer we make on a used car would certainly be good for 7 days. The okay. market's not going to change in 7 days on the car, so that's a pretty good thing. You can go online to our to the Autoflex Leasing website and click on What's My Car Worth, and you can okay. get a you can get a Black Book appraisal there on your car, and it'll be pretty accurate given average car, average condition, and it'll ask you a lot of questions, and it'll modify the numbers based on the condition of the car. Not a bad way to start, anyway, to get a pretty good idea of what the car's worth.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Russell. David, as 2012 went along, electric cars seemed to kind of get mainstream.
Yeah, you know, there's been a tremendous amount of attention paid to electric cars this year. Not a tremendous amount of electric car sales, but a tremendous amount of attention to electric cars. Some of it good, some of it bad. Some of the cars have fared well. Some of the cars have not fared so well. Mitsubishi's not selling near as many of the little iMEVs that they'd planned on selling, but there's no problems with the car. So it's doing what it's supposed okay. to do, which is sort of nice. Fisker, on the other hand, has had several cars that caught fire, one during testing, one sitting in a garage in Spring, Texas, actually. So they've received a lot of bad publicity. Anytime you have new technology like this, you're going to have issues. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like in the old days, it was you never bought a car the first year of the manufacture of the car, when they changed cars completely every year or two. And
yes.
you didn't want that first year car because you wanted them to work the bugs out. I think the electric cars still have a lot of bugs in some cases to be worked out. The other thing is,
lightning bugs.
If you're in that's a name. Yeah. If you're in California, it makes a lot of sense to have one.
Fireflies.
You can drive in the Fiskers. You can drive in the HOV lane in California with an electric car. So the majority of the electric cars that are being sold, if you look at the population, are in California. And the majority of the reason is, well, two reasons. There's a lot of people that are economically sensitive. There's a lot of people that can afford a $40,000 or $50,000 car. And there's a lot of people that want to save an hour a day driving.
On the HOV.
In the HOV. That's why Prius sold the majority of their cars in California for years. You could drive a Prius and ride the HOV. Now you have to have either a special Prius, which GM modified just for California, or you have to have an electric vehicle.
Toyota.
You know,
the California Prius.
Toyota. Yeah, Toyota modified the Prius to make it a super low emissions vehicle so it would still qualify to ride in the HOV lanes in California. Because it's smart. That's where they're selling them all.
Okay.
Now, there's a certain amount of people that are just going to buy them too because they want to drive an electric car. And that's good. And if you want to, I mean, they're out there and you can. They're expensive. So it's probably
and they don't go
not,
very far on the electricity.
No, and it's probably not for everybody because of the range and that kind of thing and the cost. But for the folks that can drive them, there's been a lot of press about them, and we're going to continue to see a lot of press about them because there's so many dollars flowing out of Washington into that industry.
Like it, is it the Mitsubishi that the car battery takes 22 hours to recharge on the 120 volt
what?
Level?
What?
Yeah, well, there's a lot and of then, them. Yeah, there's a lot of them that take a long
see,
time
that's
to
an
do
issue
a full recharge.
For me.
Absolutely. You can drive on a partial charge, though, correct?
But, you can. You can.
Yeah, so you can go 10 miles instead of 50.
Right.
Or 7 hours on one of these faster chargers. And then, of course, if it ever really does become popular enough, they'll have these public charging stations that are rapid chargers, too, that you can probably recharge the car in a couple of hours.
You know, I read an interesting article a couple of weeks ago about electric technology in cars, and he drew an interesting relationship between cars and trains, and when trains became more effective. And when trains became more effective, they started transmitting the electricity to the train through the track or through a rail above, and they unhooked the coal car because the coal car weighed a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, batteries weigh a whole lot. If they can figure out a way to unhook the coal car to get the electricity to the car without having to have a battery that weighs half what the car does, then you've got something you can work with.
Some kind of electromagnetic thing?
Well, there's you can already charge your phone by laying it on a pad if you've got a certain kind of phone. They're working on charging systems that would charge from the road to the car.
While you're driving.
While you're driving. Okay. And that way you don't need that big heavy battery. It changes everything. Then you don't have range
What
problems.
About parking lots? Wouldn't that be... Just while
That'd
they're
be
sitting?
A great idea. They should be in Walmarts and Targets.
Yeah.
Well, and they're going to have charging stations. GE's putting charging stations all over, but that's not the same. You've still got that big, heavy battery, which limits your mileage and the time you can drive. If you eliminate that and transfer electricity directly to the car like you would by plugging in a fan, it changes the whole equation. Then they become very, very easy to use.
It doesn't have to be in roads. It needs to be in restaurant and mall. And store parking lots and businesses.
Well, the idea, though, is if they're in the road, you don't have to worry about how far you have to go. You don't have to pull over and park somewhere to charge. You just drive.
Pull over and Target
suddenly,
for a few
Suddenly
minutes.
You can drive them like you like you drive a gas car. And that's probably the biggest improvement that they could make, and they're working on that.
Is that realistic, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
sure.
But putting it in the roads involves the government. I say put it back to
We're
the businesses.
Trouble.
Well, and there's
put it to these malls and stores.
There's all kinds of ways it can be done.
Bring the draw in.
So
that way.
Anyway, they're working on it, and until they do that, they're not going to be really practical given the battery technology that we have or we've got on the horizon right now.
What do you guys think? What do you listeners think? What's the answer?
Yeah, 877-881-1053 or your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. David, your expert professional opinion, electric cars here to stay, to evolve? Or
no,
well,
I think
billions we've spent.
I think they'll evolve, and I think they are here to stay, but I think there's some other fuel technologies that are probably a lot more user-friendly. For one thing, compressed natural gas, they're already using it. Buses have used it for years. Municipalities have powered their trucks and their cars with it for years, and it runs cleaner than gasoline. It's cheaper than gasoline. There is a downside. It's not being taxed as heavily. So from a government standpoint, they may not like it as well, but from an ecology standpoint, it makes a lot of sense, and it's easier.
And the U.S. is pretty well set on natural gas supplies. Am I right on that?
I think 500 years is what they say.
500 years.
Yeah.
That should get us by.
Yeah.
All right, 877-881-1053 for your phone calls. Talk to Dave and Tammy directly, autoflex.com on the web, and click on Facebook to follow these stories. And your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. Looking forward to hearing from you on the Autoflex Leasing Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Glad you're here. Happy New Year. Your Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733. We've got some of those to get to here. And talk to David and Tammy directly, 877-881-1053. You're trying to get into a new vehicle, get out of your old vehicle right now. These guys can give you some great advice, so talk to them directly.
Well, we can try to do that. Yeah, you can give us a call at either 817 or 972-234-1234. But for some free advice right now, we've got a fan text. It says, my wife and I have never leased. We were thinking about getting another Suburban, but when we looked online, the payment for leasing a Suburban showed to be around $1,000 a month. Is that normal? We don't care if it's new or used, but we need a payment around $500 with minimal down. It's not normal. There's no lease deals wherever you're looking on the Suburban. We have lease deals on Suburbans. A Suburban lease is not $1,000 a month. It may be that the factory is advertising a short-term lease on the car, and they don't really have a good deal on it right now, and maybe that's why. But give us a call, because it won't cost you $1,000 a month to drive a new Suburban. A lot closer to the $500 that you're looking
for. That's what
for.
I'm thinking. Yeah.
So they have charging back to our electric car. They have charging stations at Twin Peaks in Mesquite, of all places.
Interesting.
Are we talking about the same kind of charging stations?
I was wondering about that, because I know a lot of people. They get charged up when they go to Twin Peaks.
Right.
Too soon, guys. It's too cold to be stranded with a heavy battery. I'm not sure what that means. So would these charging stations be free of charge? Interesting way to put that, because it's costing someone money. You know, I think a lot of the charging stations that are out there now, the few of them that are out there now, are free because the vendors or the stores want people to drive in and shop at their store, so they provide them a charge while they're parked there.
Exactly.
I've always wondered about when will that golden goose dry up. You know, it's got to be something that'll be charged for sooner or later. Right?
Well, sooner or later, sure. Right now, it's a novelty.
Okay. Yeah.
There aren't enough. They're not worried about it yet.
All right. 877-881-1053 to join us on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Hi, Leroy in Fort Worth. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing? I was calling to see, how do I check if a car has like a reconditioned title or the total loss on a car that's made back in the 70s, 80s? So I'm buying me a 84 short bed, and I'm trying to see if it's been wrecked before, you know?
I'm with you.
Have it inspected by a service.
Yeah, here's the thing.
The title isn't going to tell you that. There's no way.
Past 10 years old, when they get a new title on a car, they drop a lot. They drop a lot of the things that were written on the first title, because they don't consider it to be important anymore. But have an inspection service look at the car. Bring it by one of our offices, and we'll be glad to look at it. But I can't tell you whether it has a bad title or not, because that information may not be available anymore for a car of that age.
Okay, appreciate that.
All right.
You're welcome.
Can any regular mechanic get a good enough look at a car to tell you if there's any
usually
troubles,
if you have
questions?
Your own mechanic, they can check out the vehicle, because they can look for leaks and bad brakes and so on and so forth. There's been companies called Lemon Busters. There are inspection services.
Right.
But yes, if you have a technician that you trust, they can certainly check over the vehicle mechanically. Now, they won't be able to tell necessarily if the car was ever underwater.
Right.
But
yeah.
We have talked about on previous shows, and I'm sure we'll bring it up again the next time there's a flood, tsunami, hurricane, whatever, all the little things that you look for to see if the car's ever been flooded.
And we're going to talk a little bit about vehicle history coming up. But right now, there was a great story online this last week about the best commercials of 2012, the best car commercials. Of 2012. And if you guys would like to text in to the Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733 or give us a call and tell us what you thought the best car commercials were for 2012, the number one commercial that the writers of the article thought was the Volkswagen dog commercial, where the pretty red dog gets a little bit heavy, and he no longer can fit through the dog door and
to chase cars.
He can't chase cars because he's gained a little weight.
Yeah,
you know, so you see the dog working out, you see him swimming, you see him running up and down beside the yard and stuff. And then he's on the couch, and he sees the red Volkswagen Beetle passing in front of the house. You see him jump off the couch. He dives through the dog door because now he's slim and trim, and he chases down the car, showing that if you have a fat dog, you can teach him new tricks, I guess.
And you need a Volkswagen.
Anybody can trim down.
Yeah, exactly. Their second one was Matthew's Day Off, and I sort of like that, too.
Take off on Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller. It was a Honda commercial where Matthew Broderick, who's a little older now, decides to take off, and he does take off, and you see him spending the
day.
Calls
in sick.
Yeah, yeah. And you see him spending the day doing all these things that you wouldn't do if you were sick. Finally gets involved in a parade at the end of the commercial, and guess what? The camera's on him, and his boss is watching.
Which commercial was that again?
That was Matthew Broderick in a Honda commercial. Take off on Ferris Bueller. Number three they listed was Chrysler's It's Halftime in America, and that, of course, is the Clint Eastwood commercial where he talked about America rebuilding and the industry rebuilding and coming back, which it has. Number four, and this is Tammy's favorite, the Jerry's NSX commercial, where you see Jerry Seinfeld trying to be the first one to get the new NSX.
But he's second in line. He's trying to bribe the guy who's number one in line.
Right.
And he's almost there. He's almost got the guy won over. And then Jay Leno drops by with a better offer.
I like that one.
Well, really?
Well, yeah. It's just Seinfeld.
To me, it's just kind of throwing that whole one percenters using bribery to get what they want in our face a little bit.
I don't know.
People are kind of tender about it's.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text.
I didn't like it.
One of our listeners likes the car, and I like this too. The Camaro commercial, where the kid thinks he's getting the Camaro for graduation, and he's really getting a mini fridge. But he comes out and he's all excited. And he's jumping up and down. That's a great commercial.
Psych.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Call an insurance company to get a quote, and they'll run your VIN and tell you if it's a salvage title. That's a free way to do that.
Call who?
Call an insurance company to insure the car. And then when they call you back, they go, oh, by the way, it's a salvage title. We can't insure it. And they go, okay, thank you. Click.
That's funny.
It's pretty slick.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
I like that a lot.
But then you have to buy insurance if it's not salvage.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. There's a charging station at Kroger on Lamar west of Cooper and I-30. How about that?
And free?
Random. Absolutely random.
Are these free charging stations?
I think
Tell us that, too.
Yeah. If you know, call us. David, I have a 2012 Juke that I'm paying $550 payment for. It has 11,000 miles. How can I get a lower payment? You could do a refi on the car. That would be one way. You could lease the car back. That would be another way. It's according to your payoff as to whether you should trade or refinance. I mean, if you're in a situation you can trade, with an 11 Juke, you might be able to trade.
12
Juke.
11,000 miles.
It's 12.
You know, I think the best thing is to call one of our offices, 817 or 972-234-1234, and one of our specialists there would be able to assess the situation, look at the value of the vehicle, and tell you, should I trade this vehicle? Would that make sense? Or refinance it? Or turn it into a lease? Absolutely. Call our office. That's my suggestion.
David, we were running down the top commercials, top car commercials of 2012. And speaking of commercials, there's a company who's kind of made a name through commercials. Carfax.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's have we got time? Let's wait till after the break to do that because that's going to get a little more involved. Anyway, Kia Drive the Dream, that was their next one. That's where the guy gets a little too much sand from the Sandman and sees himself driving around the track with Motley Crue playing on the inside, and then you see him rescuing his wife.
Yes.
And so that's the number six. Chevrolet Silverado, and this one I thought was really, really interesting, the 2012 Silverado Apocalypse commercial, and that's where the Mayan apocalypse takes place. The earth has ended, and you see this one guy coming out. He's driving a Chevy truck, and then he drives into the center of town, and the only people left are all driving Chevy trucks.
Apocalypse-proof.
It is apocalypse-proof. Anyway, there was a lot of good commercials, some better than others. The Kia hamsters aren't on here.
Well, they're from 2011.
No, they did 12. They got a new one with their little hands that go like this, and you can see the hands moving.
Can y'all see that on the cam?
Yeah, sure, I'll hold it. Yeah. No, I think they're great. I love the hamsters.
Okay, here's somebody that likes the Infiniti commercial where the G37 was dodging the huge snowball, and it hits the 3 Series BMW, and it rolls downhill.
I think that's a pretty slick commercial.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm not familiar with the Arnold Schwarzenegger commercial, the Lexus. I didn't see that. Does anybody?
Nope.
Huh.
One person, at least. I don't know that one.
You know, I'll have to Google that and look that up.
Yes.
Gargamel's going
to
Google.
Oh, by the way, if you want to see any of these commercials, you can go to the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page and find the story, and all the commercials, you can see them in entirety right there at Autoflex Facebook page.
All right, autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook button to do that. All right, coming up, we'll be speaking of commercials. Carfax has pretty much made a name in a business through their commercials. We'll be talking about that coming up. Also, if you have your favorite commercials, want to let us know what you like this year, 877-881-1053 or your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. Join us on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
And back with you on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. We're going to hit the fan text line here, the AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. Also talk to David and Tammy directly, 877-881-1053, or talk to your own leasing specialist right now, David.
That's right. Call to get a super year-end deal at AutoFlex. In fact, if you lease a car from us today or Monday through the end of the year, we'll make your first payment up to $500. That'll save you a lot of money.
Boom.
Most of our lease payments are under $500. That means you get a first payment. We make it. You don't have to.
Merry holidays to
you. Yes. If you think that you might think about a pre-owned car instead, you can buy a pre-owned car and we'll give you up to $500 off the advertised price.
How about
just
that?
Just walk in the door and ask for it. It's there for you.
You can shop some of those pre-owned cars right now online, autoflex.com. Also, while you're there, click on Facebook and follow the stories you're hearing today on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Some fan texts coming in this morning, David.
Exactly. Yeah, best commercial, the NFL Play 60 with Cam Newton and the little boy. That is hilarious. How about them, Cowboys? That's not hilarious. How about them? The Christmas chivy with Santa. I'm not sure about that commercial. So, moving right along.
Looking to get out of my Ram truck. What's more financially friendly, new body style Charger or Challenger? V8 preferred, but not a necessity. Thanks, Jared Fort Worth. Well, Charger's cheaper than the Challenger, right?
We know that because Colby told us.
So, right. How sad is that? No, the Charger is less expensive, but really, if you want to save some money, get a Honda.
Yeah, okay. I don't think he's looking for that.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't have to have the V8, but the Charger is less expensive.
Let's talk a little bit about insider stuff, a little car stuff that most people never get to know about, and that's some of the stuff that goes on in the industry. There's a company called Carfax, and they've built a huge reputation by doing advertising and making deals with other corporations in the business, and they have made it seem almost mandatory to get a Carfax report when you get a car. And Dave, I mean, is that what you thought?
Absolutely. And I think it's been very effective advertising, and it's put it so much in the front of your mind that we talked about used cars earlier. That was one of the first things I thought of that you should do.
Well, and here's the thing. They became dominant in the industry a couple of different ways. Number one, their huge advertising campaign. Number two, they made deals with other companies that are in the industry that advertise used cars. They made deals with companies like Cars.com and Auto Trader, which are giants in the internet business. And they made deals to have those companies carry the Carfax exclusively on their sites. They've also made deals with large corporate owners of automobile dealerships. AutoNation comes to mind. They own the Bankston stores here in town. AutoNation exclusively uses Carfax. Now, here's the kicker. Carfax costs about five times what its nearest competitor does.
Is that right?
It's tremendously expensive. So if you have someone that comes in and demands a Carfax, the dealer, of course, is going to have to produce one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to pay a lot more for the same history that he could buy somewhere else. Why is he going to pay a lot more? Because Carfax has got a huge advertising campaign, and they've made these corporate alliances, so it's almost mandatory that the dealer use them. Now, here's how it negatively affects you as a buyer. You're going to pay more for the car because somewhere he's got to pay for the additional money he pays for that Carfax. The trickle-down effect really does work, no matter whether it's politics or business. Everything that costs money is going to cost the consumer money. So Carfax costs a lot more. We don't use them personally, and I'll tell you why. They cost a lot more. And they don't give you any more history. Now, they will tell you whether the oil has been changed on the car. But if you're looking for the history of the title of the car to make sure it hasn't been a total loss, to make sure it hasn't been a salvage car, flood car, whatever, you can get that information from several other sites for a lot less money than you have to spend on a Carfax. So in order to keep our costs down, we don't use them. We use a company called AutoCheck, which is actually owned by Experian, which is the credit company, yes, the Experian Credit Bureau. Well, they own AutoCheck, and it's a very reasonable service. It gives us very reliable information and costs a lot less. So we're able to charge our customers less when it involves a pre-owned car. It's funny how that works.
Yes, it is. And but you attach that brand name, and that's when someone goes into the dealership. Now, that's the name they're going to use when they want that check.
Right.
Are there acceptable alternatives? You mentioned the one that you use at AutoFlex.
Mm-hmm. We can offer that one. And well, as long as they're fine with the end result, which is the information about the car.
Yeah, and the AutoCheck has a guarantee, just like Carfax does. If there's a mistake, they pay for it. You can't hardly go wrong on that. Here's the other side to it. What if you're selling your car and they pull a Carfax report and it's got bad information on it?
On the one you own right now?
It happens.
It does happen.
How does that happen?
Because a report is entered in
the wrong number.
The digit, they're one digit off on the VIN number, and suddenly your car shows to have had a major accident.
Oh.
You know it hasn't. I know it hasn't. But when you're trading that car in or selling that car to an individual, they don't care.
Because Carfax says it does.
Exactly.
Very similar to the reason that when you have a junior, that your credit's going to wind up on theirs and their credit's going to wind
exactly
up on yours.
Right, right.
So it's sort of a double-edged sword in a way. All of these reports are, and that they could cost you money, but there are legions. If you look up, if you go to Google Carfax and problems, there are legions of stories out there of individuals that are trying to sell their cars that have had bad reports on them. It's cost them thousands of dollars. So
they haven't been able to get them cleaned up through Carfax?
It's a very long and complicated process to change anything. Yeah. So.
And Carfax and AutoCheck are also in a battle with each other about, you know, doing business underhandedly.
Yeah, because, they've sued one another.
Right.
And they're still in the process of suing one another. And, you know, Experian wants a free rein to at least be able to do business across the spectrum of business, and Carfax has got a lot of contracts that lock people in to do business with them only.
So, kind of like an antitrust thing? Then?
Exactly. Yeah. Therein lies the rub. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. What is your take on buying a car from CarMax? Are their prices good compared to other used car dealers? CarMax is, they're a huge company. They sell cars. They pay more for cars than most car dealers do, which would lead me to believe that they probably have to make a profit. And so I would certainly compare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would compare and shop anyway. No matter who I was buying a car from, I'd do that.
Right.
If you can sell them your car, it's a darn good deal.
And if you're happy with the deal, then that's really all that matters. But do always compare. Any wise shopper would do that. Wow, I can't believe this is going to be our last show of the year.
The whole year?
Mm-hmm.
It's the last naked show.
Last naked show, anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. One final story out of Russia, of all places. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has asked all of their priests to be more conservative in the cars that they drive and not to participate in Holy Sacrament before they drive. Because there have been a couple of cases in the last few months where priests from the Russian Orthodox Church were driving very, very expensive cars, $100,000 cars, and they were involved in accidents, and they had been participating in the sacraments. They were a little tipsy. In one case, a guy ran into three cars and got out and talked to some people, and it was very apparent that he was intoxicated, and then he got back in his car and left.
The spirits moved him.
He was moved by the spirits, exactly. He just didn't see any reason to stop. So if you're a Russian Orthodox priest in Russia, please don't drink and drive. And if you do, don't be driving a $100,000 car because it looks bad.
I guess we also mean that for everybody else, too. Don't drink and drive.
No,
you don't
period.
Have to be
especially
a Russian
this weekend.
Orthodox priest.
Yeah,
drive.
Right. Here's the whole thing. This
oh, it's
weekend
a no-refusal
is,
weekend.
It is a no-refusal weekend. Do not drink and drive this weekend. Don't ever drink and drive.
Ever. Take a taxi.
Yeah, it's crazy to drink and drive.
Walk.
If you do, though, you'll go to jail. That's the bad thing, because they're going to be out checking on you.
Maybe you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride.
Yeah. They got a new commercial on where he just runs down what happens. We're going to pull you over. We're going to stop you. Mm-hmm. Even if you refuse, you're going to go to jail. You're going to spend the night in jail. You're going
to
have to get a lawyer. You're going to have to pay to get your car out of the lake. You're going to have to pay your bail to get out. It's an expensive
proposition.
They
say the average DUI is $17,000.
Oh, my God.
You can take a lot of taxis for that.
A lot of what?
Taxis.
Taxis.
A lot of taxis. Yes, you can take a taxi from here to Houston and back. It's cheaper.
You can take a taxi across America for that price.
I want to wish y'all a happy new year. Thanks, David.
Yes.
Thanks,
happy
Tammy.
You bet, David.
Thank you, David.
Have a great
year.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. Back next Saturday morning with the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing. I got the feeling of something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.